Craig Lavoie with Peterson Farm Seed. I'm an account manager for West Central Minnesota. I cover essentially south of I-94 between there and Highway 212.
Craig, talk briefly about how planting went in your region and how crops look right now.
Well, first of all, the crops, generally speaking, look very good. It's kind of remarkable because of the challenges we really did have during planting. And across my geography, it was such a wide array of situations and conditions that we were planting into. Obviously, we know everyone had a cold late start. Thankfully, the weather did turn in May, and we had a chance to get going. But there was a lot of pockets that were very wet, and guys really were struggling for into June to get the last of those beans in. While on the northern end of my territory, actually they were on the drier side, and some crop was put into some dry conditions. And so I pretty much saw most all ends of the spectrum this spring as far as planting conditions.
How are fields situated moisture-wise right now?
Pretty much across my geography, everyone's got adequate moisture now. Even in those dry pockets, they all got nice rains this past weekend. Generally speaking, inch to 2 inch coverage across most of those drier areas, if not more. And obviously, as we creep towards the south, it's been wet all season, and they continue to get rains. So we've definitely got ample moisture. And I think everyone would be just fine if we shut it off for a little bit now anyway to get some spraying done. So,
right, and from the people I've talked to as they describe how good the crops look right now, I get the sense that weeds have really enjoyed these conditions too, and trying to get a handle on them with a pre and a post with the rain has been challenging.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Excellent conditions for weed growth. But with that, it's been excellent conditions. If we can get out there and apply those herbicides, it's good conditions to get a good kill, because generally speaking, we don't have a lot of drought stress conditions where those plants are hardened off. So if we can get out there and get a good application on, generally we're getting a good weed kill. But it's just a matter of finding the day without wind and dry enough conditions to get out there.
And as you know, we've got the June 20th cutoff date for dicamba technology. So that's tomorrow. I talked to a farmer last hour who said that kind of a waste of money at this point. He's not going to be able to use it by tomorrow. So some of those dicamba tolerant beans aren't going to have dicamba over the top this year. Is that a scenario that you're hearing a lot of?
Yes, unfortunately, that's the scenario that we played out in the winter when meeting with growers of having a plan B. Unfortunately, we're having to utilize that option because we just really haven't had any good windows. If it hasn't been too wet out there, for the most part, it's been too windy or it's been too warm. So it really has been a true challenge. And so we really did urge guys to keep this in the back of their mind that it could happen with that June 20th cutoff, that they may have to have another plan in place. And the primary option there, well, with any trait system, we want that pre-emerge down. And that's really going to be of utmost value this year, especially if we can't get out there with the dicamba. But we, fortunately, we do have some other options. Especially if they've got a good residual that's doing some work for them to go out there and try to grab some of these weeds before we get too far along here.
And you're probably hearing firsthand that frustration with not only the financial investment of that dicamba technology, but when a farmer puts together a weed management program, they're thinking about multiple years here to stave off herbicide resistance. So this could really throw off the plan.
That's the troublesome aspect for a lot of guys is, obviously many of the growers that did utilize this technology this year, they're doing it for all the right reasons, because they want to fend off weed resistance by using an alternative mode of action. And unfortunately, if they weren't able to get out there, by tomorrow with that, we're going to have to go back to, some of the same chemistries we've been using. So they had all the right reasons to do it in mind. Nothing that they could have done differently. It just, Mother Nature just didn't work out for us.
Well, Craig, it sounds like the take-homes right now are crops look really good. Weed control is a bit of a problem. What else is top of mind?
Well, now we're starting to progress into that time of the year where a lot of different things can be coming after, especially the bean side. In not too distant future, we're going to really want to be keeping an eye out for soybean aphids. In those areas that white mold is problematic, that's going to be creeping its ugly head here probably within a couple of weeks. We'll want to start considering fungicide applications to fend that off. With the moisture we have, it sure looks like that could be a problem this year. And things like Phytophthora, as we progress here through the season, that could start to show its some symptoms on that end. So just all these different things that they're going to start possibly being issues, we just want to stay on top of it and stay out in those fields and keep scouting as we progress, especially here through July.
With white mold, could there be a silver lining to the delayed planting where we don't see that canopy closure and just maybe not as much leaf area this year that would allow more airflow and maybe help to prevent some of those white mold problems compared to, say, like last year was really bad?
Yes, last year was really bad, and we certainly could be set up, like you said, to have the timing in our favor this year. With that being said, white mold is a complete different animal that it's unpredictable. I've seen enough of it over the years that I've seen very early infections, and then I've also seen some very late infections when you think you're out of the blue and you still have some flowers up towards the top of the plant. I've seen some late infections, into that mid-August time frame. So we just never know until those last pods are set and the flowers are and they're done flowering. But certainly a delay in crop canopy, keeping air movement through that canopy, any way to eliminate that warm, moist, humid environment is going to help on that end.
Were you aware of any farmers that changed up row spacing or populations at all to help prevent white mold this year?
I haven't talked to anyone that did it this year because of last year, but there are, I know there are several guys that have done it several years ago when they first started really having problems with it. My experience is a lot of the guys that have done it, they've been doing it for quite a few years now, knowing they have the problem. Last year's infection, I think it caught a lot of guys off guard for, they never really had a big issue. They maybe had, they'd see pockets of it, but it was much more widespread on a field basis versus just those lowland spots and just pockets in the field. But the guys that do see it year in and year out, they've already made that transition from what I've seen.
Craig, anything else that you want to make sure we touch on today?
Well, just obviously, I guess I don't have to remind people this, but if you have a window to get out there and spray, by all means, we know they've been so short this year that we've just got to, no matter what you're spraying, just grab whatever window you can, because obviously, especially with water hemp, every day can mean a big change in growth, and the smaller we can get those weeds, the better success we're going to have. So just get after it whenever we can.